everyone, welcome back to our podcast, Our Messy Rainbows. The reason we called it Our Messy Rainbows is because our thoughts and emotions are our rainbow, and sometimes it can get a bit messy, so that's why we called it Our Messy Rainbows. Today on our episode, we'll be joined by the entrepreneur's doctor.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Doctor. You know, I'm helping through these episodes through various types of content, helping entrepreneurs create a healthier, happier world. And what makes me so happy is seeing more and more people turning to innovation and entrepreneurship around the world. And now more than ever in the health sector, with the pandemic, with climate change, with chronic diseases like cancer and mental health, we need more people being entrepreneurial and innovative. And I'm seeing more and more young people get into this field. And some of it could be with the challenges of education and higher education and opportunities with employment. But at the same time, more entrepreneurs are suffering from physical as well as mental health issues behind the scenes. And, you know, if you really want a successful business, a successful venture, a successful life, anything you do from your relationships to your business, it really depends on your mental and physical health and well-being in the long term. And many of our lifestyles, many of our physical health or mental health outcomes are actually determined by how we live our lives and our experiences early in childhood. And that's why I'm really excited, super happy today to be joined by Dee and Ray, hosts of Our Messy Rainbows podcast, as you can see from the logo and their rainbow just to the screen next to this. We're not showing Dee and Ray's face just because of their age. One is 9, almost 10, and the other one is almost 7. But we're also joined by Tina, their mum. So welcome, both of you, Dee and Ray. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
So Dee, can I ask you first of all, as well as Ray, but let's start with Dee. How are you feeling today? What's on your mind?
I'm very excited and like 1% a bit nervous, but I'm excited because this is our first time being guest on someone else's podcast. I'm a bit nervous, but because I might mess up.
Oh, yeah. And how are you feeling, Ray?
Excited.
Good, good. And you remember we were talking about how sometimes feeling nervous and anxious could be a good thing too. It means that it's important for what you're about to do and it means something to you. You just want to make sure you don't do too much of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really happy your podcast, Our Messy Rainbows, has been listened to in over 30 countries around the world. I love your voice. I love the message you share. You know, let me ask you the first question. You're always welcome, by the way, on this podcast, and I recommend anyone who's got a podcast to invite you both onto the show. You guys, right now, when we're recording this, we're in the UK, it's lockdown, schools are typically closed. Do you guys miss school?
Yes, I miss school. I miss the work at school because, well, when we weren't in lockdown and coronavirus wasn't here, I didn't think much of school. I thought it was just boring, and now I miss the schoolwork. Even though we've still got work at, they're sending work at home, it's still not the same, and I miss my friends.
Yeah, that was Dee, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm Dee.
Dee, okay. And so I'm guessing you both said a really, really strong yes. And I've got a 5-year-old son and he's the same. You know, he doesn't really miss the work as much as he misses his friends and playing with them. It's so sad. And I can't wait to have schools reopen soon.
I can't as well.
And I'm sure Tina, your mum, is looking forward to it too, right?
Yes, of course. I think it's been a long time now. So they're ready. They're more than ready to go back now.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask Dee and Ray just one more question before coming to you, Tina. What made you decide to launch your own podcast?
Well, in the first lockdown, it's me, Dee. I was playing on a software called Scratch, and then I recorded my voice and I talked about stress. And then I showed my mummy, and then she thought it was really good and we should do it on a podcast. So that's how our messy rainbows came.
Nice, that's really wonderful. And I know you talk about all sorts of topics, from stress, grief, fear, and health issues too, as well as losing loved ones. How do you come up with your ideas?
Well, Ray thinks of the ideas.
Well, we have a conversation, then I just come up with loads of ideas in my head.
And sometimes I come up with the ideas, and I think about what all most children can have in their life. Like, most children can have grief. Our grandfather have died, and we thought it would be good because we were sad, and I hope that other children will find it better to relate to us.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you a question, and Tina, feel free to chime in too. I lost my dad a few years ago. He died, and so my son is asking about his grandpa all the time. He's asking, is he in heaven? You know, what's he doing? Will we see him? And he is worried now. He's at the age, he's 5 years old, that he's at the age where he's worried about losing other people in his life. What kind of advice should I give him?
Well, I think you should appreciate everyone that in your life and you love them and spend time with them, because we all are going to pass on, but we should make the most of them.
I love your words, honestly. What's your favourite episode you've done so far?
Well, it's Ray speaking. I like Diani's birthday. She did a poem, The Witches.
Oh, cute. Okay, so we should definitely look for that episode. So by the way, those of you who are watching, listening, I've put a link in the description below for our messy podcast. And if you're an entrepreneur thinking of launching your own health startup, don't forget children. You know, there's so much impact you can have on children. And just a couple of days ago, Tina, Dee, Ray, just sharing this, I was speaking with a doctor based in New York, Dr. David Katz, and we were talking about the opportunity for working with children as a way to get to the health of the parents. So now, Tina, as a parent, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with Dee and Ray. I really appreciate it. I love them to bits, honestly, and I'm sure anyone watching or listening is going to be fond of them too. What led you to actually help your children do this in the first place?
So I think what happened was when Dee recorded her podcast on stress, I didn't realise she was recording on a software called Scratch. She was actually reading my book on stress. So I've got a little book, and she must have been reading it and taking the bits out. And because I was homeschooling Ray downstairs, she was upstairs. And then I heard it, and then I just thought, right, this is something that we must share because of what she was talking about and how the emotions that she spoke about. I really resonated with it, and I just thought it's an important topic for other children to share as well. And I think the difference with this podcast is it's because it's not an adult talking to a child, it's children talking to children. So it's peer-to-peer support, and I think that's what's needed, because a lot of the time when an adult talks to a child, it just goes over their head. And this is where we want to make a difference, because it's children supporting other children.
I love it. And what's Quest 79 about, Tina?
Okay, so Quest 79 is about a lady called Karen Dark. I heard her talking in a room on Clubhouse, and Karen took part in the Paralympics in Rio in 2016, and she won the 79th medal for Britain, and she won the gold medal. And this is where she came up with the idea for the project called Quest 79. So what she talks about is, and by the way, she's an amazing person to look up, and listening to her on Clubhouse, you know, she really talks about how everyone should find their inner gold. So we all have our inner gold, but finding it, the process of finding it, it will lead to great opportunities. So she's encouraging people to take challenges all related to the number 79. So she's encouraging adults and children to take on part in the challenge. So we're on a mission to publish 79 episodes by the end of this year.
Nice. And I'll put a link to Karen Dark's website and the Quest 79 down below.
Please
for
do.
Sure. Yeah. So Dee and Ray, you know, one of the topics you talk about, I can't remember which color in the rainbow it might have been, but stress. Honestly, I go through a lot of stress. I'm a doctor, it's a stressful job, but outside of work, I'm also always stressed and anxious about making sure everyone's okay, my son's okay, my wife's okay, my mum's okay. What should I do? What's your advice to me? How can I cope with all my stress?
Well, this is Dee talking. I have two things. So sit down and take deep breaths. It helps me. And my second thing is think about your jobs that you must do and break them down into little jobs.
It's Ray speaking. Speak to love at one.
She says speak to a loved one.
Speak to a loved one. Yeah, absolutely. Why? Why is that? What can a loved one do for us?
Well, it can make you happy. They can make you happy, especially now because we're in lockdown. We can't see them, and just seeing their face might make you happy. But it's not the same being on FaceTime or Zoom. We really want to see them face to face, but we can't. Why did you think, Ray?
You know, I was listening to the radio just yesterday while I was driving, and someone said that they haven't hugged someone in over a year. How sad is that? Mm. I mean, we're lucky. You're lucky. You're in at home with your family and likewise. But so many people are missing loved ones to be close with them. So what else can people do, children do, entrepreneurs do? What can we do to feel happier?
Well, I think play, because all adults and children should play. It's really good for you. And if you're alone, you could try and maybe listen to a podcast. Like what subjects you like talking about. Maybe you should talk about, maybe you should listen to a podcast. That's what I think.
I agree. And you know something I've enjoyed? I've always loved listening to podcasts, to interviews, to various types of media. And actually, for me, I've enjoyed, and it's been a stressful year as a doctor in the COVID pandemic response. And just being able to do this, to speak with people like you, and the creativity that comes with it has made me feel so much happier. Let me ask you a question, Dee and Ray. Do you know what an innovator is or an entrepreneur is?
I know what an entrepreneur is. Is it a business person?
Yeah, what do you think entrepreneurs do?
Do they set up a business?
Okay. And why do they do that, do you think?
Because they want to.
Because they want to, yeah, that's a good reason. So yeah, so what happens is there is an entrepreneur for me is exactly what you said, but a little bit more as well. So often when people talk about entrepreneurs, they think that it's just someone who wants to start a business and make money. And that is the main essence of it, the most important aspect perhaps for a lot of people. But for me, an entrepreneur can be anyone. You don't need to be actually setting up a business. This is the bigger way of thinking about it. So if you've got an idea and you've seen a problem, like you've seen a problem about children having stressful lives and dealing with their emotions, they see an idea, a new way of tackling that problem, an opportunity, and they actually take a step forward, they take actions and act on that to bring a solution to the problem to the people and help them. And in exchange for helping people and adding value to their lives, they'll get something back. It could be money, it could be something else. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are actually entrepreneurs in what you're doing, and you're fantastic in what you do. And I recently, and I've got it just here, read a book called Kidpreneurs. So if you haven't read that already, I haven't written it. I wish I had, but have a check that book out. I've got it saved for when my son's a bit older to look at it. I wonder if you've got any messages for people who might be entrepreneurs or young people that might be entrepreneurs.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm doing car washing.
Nice.
I've got words for entrepreneurs. It's good to have ideas, but instead of having them all in your brain, draw them out, tell a person, or write them down on a piece of paper.
Writing things down makes such a difference. I'm not going to show you, but I've got tons of paper here. If anyone sees it, they think I'm crazy because I keep writing my ideas down, and it just helps so much. And I love that you're an entrepreneur as well, washing cars. I hope they pay you good money for doing that.
Ray started it. She's going to buy her own bucket and sponge and start washing cars. She thought it will help our family, that's why.
I love it. Well done, guys, honestly. Let me ask you this. Being an entrepreneur, as I said, is to help solve problems too. Is there anything you wish an entrepreneur could solve right now for your lives?
The coronavirus.
Get rid of the virus.
Yet I really want the coronavirus to go because I miss my friends and I miss going to my friend's house to play with them. And seeing my family, like my grandma and my granny and my grandpa.
I'm almost in tears by just hearing you say that. And I hope when the pandemic is a bit easier on us, I can actually meet you and your family in person, because I love what you do and your hearts. As a child and going to school and doing it probably online, do you wish things could be... So apart from going back to school, which is perfect, yeah. Do you feel that we could do it in any other way, in a new way to make things better for you as a child?
Well, I definitely think we shouldn't do screens, because when we have our online classes, I do enjoy them, but I don't like looking at a screen. I don't know if we could, but maybe we could stay 2 meters outdoors and do our work outdoors in the summer. That would be fun. That's what we used to do when it wasn't coronavirus, but we didn't stay 2 meters.
Yeah, imagine having just, either everyone meet outdoors just further away from each other so you don't pass the virus to each other, or maybe, as you said, maybe take your phone with you or some sort of audio, and your whole class is together doing something outdoors, some sort of activity outdoors. And maybe, just maybe, getting outdoors, you might learn something more than looking at a screen.
Right? Yes.
And you'll feel better. You'll be much happier. So do you have any kind of advice for parents or teachers, Ray or Dee?
I've got one for teachers and parents. Thank you, and you're doing a great job, and keep it up. And remember to make time for playing, because adults, like I said, adults should play as well as children.
Oh yes, absolutely. And you know, for adults too, it's become very stressful because we're in our meetings on screens, jumping from one meeting to another, and we miss that human contact. We miss the play part of work as well, which is so important. Dee, Ray, what are your hopes for the future? What would you like to see or feel for yourselves?
Well, we hope we can support children and find joy by sharing our knowledge and our thoughts and information to help
children feel less lonely. And we also hope that we can publish 79 episodes by the end of the year.
I know you're going to do it as well. And let me ask you just one or two last questions then. So first of all, the most obvious question is, what do you both want to do or be when you grow up?
Well, this is Dee speaking. Since I was two, I've always wanted to be an astronaut. And I love this planet, but I think there's more to the universe. And I want to find out if aliens are really real.
Well, you've been talking to an alien all along. No, I'm kidding. So, Ray? That's lovely. How about you, Ray? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a pilot and wash cars.
Well, I'm sure Elon Musk is listening to that, for both of you to be their future astronauts and clean their spaceships, right?
Yeah.
Look, when I was about your age, I wanted to be an astronaut and a pilot too, and I wanted to go to Houston, Texas to do space camp. And I think now is a great time for young children. My child wants to be an astronaut and a fireman and a police officer and everything else, as you know, and a doctor. So do what you love, and whenever someone asks you what do you want to do when you grow up, tell them who you want to be and not the job that you want as well. So have a think about what kind of person you want to be as well. And you guys now, with what you're doing, I think you're going to make perfect adults when you grow up. But the final question to you both, and perhaps Tina too, your mom, is with your messy rainbows, let's say after 79 episodes, what do you want to have achieved? What's your goal?
Well, I think it will make me feel happy because I've done that many episodes and it's helping lots of people.
Ray?
Yeah.
Ray? And Ray?
After we've done 79 episodes, what will it make you feel? Very, 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 very happy.
And I think for us it's if we can make a difference to a child's life, because if you can make a difference to a child's life, you can make a difference to an adult's life, and that's a family's life. So if we can impact different families all over the world to help them feel less lonely, then that would be amazing. And that's what we're trying to do. And I think we'll keep doing this after 79 episodes.
Yes, we definitely will.
If there's anything I can do to help you, the three of you, I'm here. I'm your number one fan behind the scenes. I'm going to make sure my son listens to your podcast. You're always welcome back on the show. And remember, if you're watching or listening, I've put a link to our Messy Rainbows podcast in the description below. So back to you, Tina, Dee, Ray, any final words for today?
Our Messy Rainbows is available on Apple and Spotify, so please listen there. And remember to give us a 5-star rating on Apple. And we're also on social media, so you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Oh, lovely. I'll put all of those links in the description too.
Thank you.
Wanted to say thank you so much for inviting us. It's been really fun, and just thank you and great work that you're doing, because, you know, it's a connection that we're building. You're helping children with their mental health, and we're trying to help two different ways, but we're coming together, and this is what life's about, isn't it? It's about building connections. So we're really grateful for you for inviting us, and we wish you all the best with your podcast too.
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you. You're always welcome, and I hope we can continue this relationship. So thank you so much, and I hope you do keep spreading the message. Enjoy. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a wonderful episode. Thank you, the entrepreneur doctor.
And remember to like, share and subscribe.